Knocking echoed down the street, followed by the swish, swish of dusty feet. Silence, a silence and a waiting, as if the whole of eternity yearned. Who's there? Who's there? A crabby old man voice wheezes to the door. It is I, the Mother Goddess, and I'm here for the second coming. Gates of the church quivered as her light fell upon them so gently. There was a shuffling and a whispering and a scuffling, running feet, doors slamming, and the little window opening. A young priest's face with heavy black beard.
Oh, terribly sorry. The synod says, you know, that women may not be admitted to a meaningful ministry. Of course, there's lay preaching. Or come back in 1995. It may be possible then.
The window shut. Bang. Opened a crack.
Try the Salvation Army down the road.
She turned barefoot in the dusty road, wiped away a tear, not for her, but for him, for them, knowing how much they needed her. Then she smiled. The flowers leaned towards her. She walked the city streets. The animals followed her. On the corner, a twisted figure crouched in a wheelchair. The hunchback selling newspapers. She touched him. He felt a shuddering warmth, opened his eyes wide to her. No pain anymore. Just a straight body. He walked. People stopped. They talked.
A miracle. Oh, did you see? He's not coming.
Yeah, I saw it too. He's a man.
They crowded round. swept up the man and woman towards the hospital just behind, burst in saying, looked with distaste at the dusty woman, the crowd.
Work here? So sorry. We do, of course, have a percentage intake of senior women, according to the Equal Opportunity Board, but it works out 2%, and all those positions are filled. Permanently. So sorry. Why don't you try one of the health centers?
You don't understand. It's been a miracle.
Yes, of course. It's wonderful to have a miracle, although we would have to investigate it. It may have been a hysterical paralysis. We have to consider it professionally, you know.
She smiled and turned out into the street, radiating love. The crowd surrounded her, touched her. It was as if she had rays of light around her. They had never felt love like this. They no longer wanted to fight or argue, cheat or lie. She wept a little for the world that it chose unhappiness. They wept without knowing for what. A promise of something that eluded them, a paradise that they were missing. She smiled, and when they looked again, she was gone. Spari, spari, spari.